Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I want to talk about chicken burgers today. I think they're a bit underrated, and I think we could do really well to celebrate them on today's 5-Minute Food Fix.
Let's champion those chicken burgers, you mean.
Yay!
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so let's make 4 chicken burgers today.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is buy chicken breast, which is probably a meat we never, ever use on this show.
We don't talk about it very much, do we?
No. We're like, how dare you? Don't come near us. You can't sit with us, chicken breast.
You're just a little bit too dry and boring for us. Yes. No, you're right.
But in this case, we're going to celebrate them. And you know what else I want to celebrate with this is, okay, a burger with a ring of pineapple from a tin.
So Australian,
you mean. I know, because we are in Australia. We are, so why not? Why not lean into that? But also, and I reckon just about every single person listening can relate to this, we've all got a bottle of sauce, like a Peri Peri or a Hank's Barbecue or some sort of gifted sauce.
Yes.
That costs quite a bit, like 18 to 20 bucks.
And that we really quite like.
Yeah,
we're like, somehow just sits there.
Well, because we're saving it.
Yeah, so yes.
This is our problem. Saving it for best, and then we never get there and then it goes bad. So what I want you to do is mentally reach into your pantry or fridge and pull out that sauce that deserves to be used.
Your special sauce.
Yeah, and it actually doesn't make a huge difference if it is a Peri Peri, which is a distinctly yummy chickeny flavour or some other random thing. Just use it. What we're going to do is we're going to halve the chicken breasts hemispherically.
Hemispherically.
God, is there a better way to say that?
No, horizontally.
Horizontally. But you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, cut it through the middle so it's thinner, right? And it's halved.
Yeah.
And then we're going to flatten it a bit with the back of a rolling pin, which is another, it's a step in cooking that I resent, but I think it's a little bit fun as well. So just try and think that this is a fun little, you know, chicken burger
Take
making.
Take out some of the stress.
Yeah,
tenderize that chicken breast.
I mean, the amount of stress I've had this year, Simon.
Yeah, maybe don't take all of that out.
So just what you're trying to do with that chicken is picture it as a burger-sized portion and make that happen with the rolling pin. Then you're going to marinate it in the sauce.
Lovely.
And so whatever sauce it is, leave it in a non-reactive bowl, which means not metal basically, so ceramic or glass. Put it in the fridge and then prepare everything else. Please clean your chopping board if it's had the chicken on it and clean your knife.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. You don't want food poisoning.
We do not. So we want pineapple, which I just approve of so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can also get creative with your sauces. So let's say you've got your buns, whatever kind you want. I would go the cheapest bakery kind of ones. I don't think you want the bun to be too expressive. You want it to be a background.
Background bun.
Yeah. Saying rhubarb, rhubarb in the background of a crowd scene, right? It's not the main star here. So shut up, burger bun.
Okay.
But what you can do is instead of going mayo, tomato sauce, you could go hummus.
Oh, yes.
Or tzatziki.
Yes.
Or whatever you've got lying around. But really, like, just be creative with that because the chicken doesn't mind.
No,
the chicken. It's not territorial.
It's really good, the chicken. It's well behaved. And it lets everyone else join the party.
It is, and it will welcome and it will harmonise with those other ingredients. And then whatever else you've got. So a recipe that I look to has halloumi cheese. How do you feel about halloumi?
I like it when it's done well, but I think it's a little bit fussy. It's not as friendly as your chicken breasts.
No, it's not.
You've got to get it right.
I also think it's suffering from overexposure, you know?
Like burrata, our other friend.
Our other cheesy friend. Yeah. I thought you were going to say like Lizzo.
Well. No, I wasn't going to say like this.
So potentially if you want, you could chuck in some halloumi cheese, but I wouldn't rush to that. I think the chicken's enough. Some mayonnaise if you want, some rocket or soft lettuce leaves, and then maybe a slice of just regular cheese. That's your whole chicken burger. There's no more that needs to be done.
The job is done. That sounds like a champion chicken burger, Yumi.
Just before we go though, Simon, I was reminded of when I was a chef at a bistro and we used to do things like this, and you'd sort of secure the whole burger from toppling over by putting a skewer or a toothpick in it.
Yes.
The number of times I saw people like nearly impale their foreheads on the skewer when they were picking up the burger.
You just get some really interesting people in this world, don't you, Yumi?
Well, I just wanted to point out that if you do want to secure your burger with a pin, effectively, a wooden skewer, then just be careful and warn your guests.
Yeah, and probably they should remove it before they start eating.
That's genius.
Yes,
I know. We are your five-minute food geniuses.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.